Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. New York State police have identified the driver killed in Friday's crash in Mayfield as a teacher at the Pine Plains Middle School, Victoria F. Sweet, 43 of Hudson. A preliminary investigation determined she was traveling north on State Route 30 when her car crossed into the southbound lane, colliding head-on with a tractor-trailer. According to state police, the tractor-trailer, which was heading south at the time of the crash, was driven by Daniel Barr, 57, of Cobleskill. Police say weather is believed to have been a contributing factor in that crash. In Connecticut, Waterbury Hospital and Charlotte Hungerford Hospital are being penalized for high infection rates. The hospitals will lose 1% of their Medicare payments for the current fiscal year, according to results of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service Hospital Acquired Condition Reduction Program. The dollar amount of the penalty was unclear as of the issuing of this press release. 12 other hospitals in Connecticut also are being fined. Those include the Middlesex Hospital in Middletown and John Dempsey Hospital in Farmington. Well, three grants are going to help Hoosie students plan and pay for their trip to the Galapagos Islands. The purpose of that trip will be to expand cultural and environmental awareness, scientific knowledge, and compassion through the study of life on this island. It'll allow students to authentically experience many phenomena that have only been available through literature, photographs, or videos. The trip has been supported by three different grants, $5,000 from the 21st Century Fund, $1,000 from the PLK Fund, and $1,200 from the Elson Slumber Fund for the Environment. By the way, students, parents, and teachers have been raising funds, though, through pasta dinners, auctions, car washes, and chocolate sales. In Salisbury, Connecticut, today at 5 o'clock, the Salisbury Pathways Committee meets at Town Hall. And then there's a special Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. Sharon Inland and Wetlands Watercourse Commission's meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Board of Finance in Falls Village has their doubleheader with the Board of Selectmen. That begins tonight at 6:30 at Town Hall. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a hearing date tonight to hear comments about a proposed six-month moratorium on boarding houses. The commission was approached several months ago by residents seeking such action, claiming a proliferation of sober houses was a threat to the quality of life in town and could have a negative effect. A petition signed by nearly 70 people was submitted. But learning that sober houses fall under the Americans with Disabilities Act and therefore cannot be banned, the commissioners decided to use the term boarding houses. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission is meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the first floor meeting room at Sheffield Town Hall. Construct is presenting their annual warm-up winter concert tonight at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center on Castle Street. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Region 1 Board of Education has a personal subcommittee meeting, that at 9 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. On Tuesday, the Pine Plains Library Friends meeting is scheduled to be held at 12 noon. The Sharon Board of Selectmen will be meeting Tuesday at 3 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. In Cornwall, Connecticut, the West Cornwall Wastewater Committee meets Tuesday at Town Hall at 5 p.m. 7 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in the library, and at 7:30, the Housatonic River Commission at Cornwall Consolidated School. The Millerton Budget meeting will be held Tuesday at 6 p.m. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up Tuesday at 6:30. On Wednesday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. A potluck lunch will be held for seniors Wednesday at noon at the Community Room. The guest speaker will be Grief Counselor Claudia Cohen. The Community Room is located in the Pine Plains Free Library on South Main Street. A chocolate festival taking place February 12th from 3:30 till 5:30 at Kent Center School. Tickets are $5 at the door, exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers. All proceeds go towards scholarships for the post-secondary education at Kent School graduates. For information, 860-927-3497. In Armenia, the planning board has a meeting coming up on Wednesday in the second floor conference room at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Planning Board meets Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the first floor meeting room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting set for Wednesday at 7:30. Board of Finance in North Canaan has a meeting set for Wednesday at 7:30. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. Northwest Connecticut Arts Council has an Arts Night Out fundraiser at Great Falls Brewing Company in North Canaan. That is Thursday at 6 p.m. The ABC Committee has a special meeting coming up on the 13th at 7 p.m. at the Central Office. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a public hearing on the town sign law, that is February 13th, at 7 till 9 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Kent Selectman has scheduled a town budget workshop. One is coming up at Kent Town Hall on the 14th at 9 a.m., also the 18th at 9 a.m., and February 24th at 9 a.m. Most of the sessions will be devoted to meeting with town department heads reviewing budget requests. Sharon Audubon Center is taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Audubon staff will be available during regular business hours Friday through Sunday to help visitors identify and count species at the bird feeder and submit for a count. Questions or more information, contact Sharon Audubon at 860-364-0520. Sue Morse, the founder and science director of Keeping Track, returns to our region following her Mountain Lion Talk last year for a presentation about wolves, coyotes, and foxes. This free talk is set for Friday, 7 till 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Saturday in Cornwall, Breakfast for a Cause is being held at the UCC Parish House. It benefits the Torrington Soup Kitchen. Seating's at 8:30, 9:30, and then 10:30. Meanwhile, Sunday brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday will host a brunch benefiting the Jade Lloyd Fund from 11 till 1. They'll be serving up omelets, waffles, quiche, and all sorts of other culinary delights. The cost for adults, $19.95. Children 10 and under, $10. Children under 4 are free. Reservations are recommended at 860-435-9878. Of course, this Sunday brunch benefits, once again, the Jane Lloyd Fund. Also coming up on Sunday, it's the Daytona 500 Chili Cook-Off, the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, beginning at 12 noon. Chili entrants get free admission. There's cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction. Your admission includes beverages and limited beer, $5 for children under 10. If you don't like chili, don't worry about it. They've got hot dogs and baked potatoes also. The winners will be announced at 2 p.m. You're invited to stay and watch the Daytona 500 or just head home to your cozy sofa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 29102.51, the NASDAQ at 9520.51, and the S&P 500 at 3327.71. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.